The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. Increasingly popular wind turbines are getting bigger and making more power, but there is a limit to their size. At some point, they become too big, too difficult to transport and install, and strong winds can bend them out of shape. But researchers, led by scientists from the University of Virginia, say there is a way around that. VOA's George Pudich reports.
Tropical areas sometimes experience hurricane-strong winds, but their native trees, such as palms, evolved to be flexible, to bend but not break. At the recent Energy Summit, organized by the Department of Energy's Advanced Research Projects Agency, researchers from the University of Virginia showed a new concept of flexible rotor blades that could lead to wind turbines 10 times more powerful than the largest in the United States today.
We want to go all the way up to 50 megawatts, which would be bigger than the Eiffel Tower. And that would be a tremendous breakthrough in allowing low-cost energy, especially offshore for the United States.
Conventional wind turbines have front-facing rotors. Even though they are stiff and heavy, in very strong winds, their long blades can bend so much that they hit the tower. The researchers say it may be possible to build lighter but also more powerful rotors.
In order to do that, we have to completely change our paradigm, and we have to think about putting the blades downwind, as we have here, so the air would flow in this direction.
With blades behind the tower, strong winds would bend them in two ways.
There's going to be basically this hinge-based deflection, which is at the hub. But in addition, the blades are designed so they will adapt to the flow, and so they'll bend throughout their whole length.
The blades could also be very lightweight and built in segments, making them easier to transport and install. After extensive testing with computer simulations, researchers are now building a 20% scale model 40 meters in diameter that will be tested this summer at the National Wind Technology Center in Colorado. The project is done in collaboration with the University of Colorado, University of Illinois, University of Texas, and Colorado School of Mines. George Pudich, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman at the Voice of America in Washington. You can find out more about this development in wind tunnels on our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.